103.7 to be inside the Midday Cafe. I had the pleasure of speaking with my next guest a few years ago when she visited our city to talk about her book. And now she is coming back to town this weekend to discuss her latest venture and book called The Colored Car. I'd like to welcome to the show author Jean Elster. How are you today?
Hi there. Thank you, Rosie. I'm happy to be back.
Thank you so much. We had such a wonderful time last time you were in the city, and I'm glad to have you back, and I want to thank you for taking time to speak with us and speak with the listeners today.
Always my pleasure.
Well, you're certainly keeping busy. Not only are you an author, but you wear many hats, also an editor, writing instructor, and a grant writer, among other things, so you're constantly busy.
Constantly busy, but it all has to do with writing, so
okay.
That's why I love it. I'm also... Actually, I'm licensed to practice law in the state of Michigan. I haven't practiced in quite a few years, but I keep paying my bar dues. So, yeah, I wear many, many hats.
From what I understand, you are an attorney as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your background. So you went from being an attorney to an author. Why the change in career? How'd that come about?
Well, it's kind of interesting. Once I got married and had kids, I wanted to do something a little more home-based. I wanted to have a home business. And so I decided to fall back on my English degree, which I earned from the University of Michigan. And that's how I began my writing, quote-unquote, business.
Okay.
And I started editing and kind of fell into writing for young people. I used to write the testing passages when, I'm sure some of your parents, you know, they know about the MEET test and some of these other tests. And the passages that the students read are all written by professional writers. So I started writing those. They call them juvenile testing passages. And one thing led to another, and I started writing books for young people.
Wow. That's very interesting how that came about.
Yes.
When did you write your first children's book?
My first children's book was written, it was published by Judson Press in the year 2000, and actually 2001 to be exact.
Okay.
And it's a four-volume series. It's called the JoJo in the City series, and that's also an award-winning series. And then in 2008, Who's Jim Hines was published, and that was the book where you interviewed me the first time a few years ago.
Yes.
And that was published by Wayne State University Press. And The Colored Car is a companion book to Who's Jim Hines.
Yes, and that's the new book that you'll be discussing this weekend. And the new book that is available for purchase, so people can go out and they can purchase that and enjoy the book.
Yes. And in fact, I'm pleased to say that both books were selected as Michigan Notable Books. And this weekend, after my Saturday event in Muskegon Heights, I'm going to head down to Lansing because we're going to have our Michigan Notable Book Award. So I'm going to be spending quite a bit of time in Western Michigan and Mid-Michigan.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you travel quite often?
I do throughout Michigan. I have quite a few. I do a lot of school visits. I do a lot of library visits, and often different groups have conferences, and they'll invite me to speak. So, but I travel around the country, actually. I guess the farthest I've been is down in Memphis, Tennessee. They invited me down there, which was a lot of fun. So I like to go around. I like to spread the word about my books. I fortunately, even though the books were written with a focus on younger readers, I have quite a few adult readers. And many of my visits are before adult audiences. So I hope that I'll have families, adults, and children coming out on Saturday at the Muskegon Heights Library, 1 p.m., and be doing a special presentation there.
Yeah, so we definitely, like you said, we want to encourage the community to come out because this is something for the whole community that's going on this Saturday, April 26th, 1 p.m. at the Muskegon Heights Library, and you'll discuss your new book, The Colored Car. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your book, I guess without giving away too much because, of course, we want them to read it.
Right. Well, you know, in a nutshell, it takes place in the summer of 1937, and a 12-year-old African-American girl's worldview changes in unexpected ways after a train trip down south to Clarksville, Tennessee. And what's special about this book and Who's Jim Hines is that both are based upon real events in my family's history.
Okay.
It's fictionalized, but the core of it is all true. And so I have a lot of fun sharing with my audiences not only the story of the book, but more the story of my family. It's my maternal grandmother, and just when she and my grandfather were raising their children in the 1930s in Detroit.
What age would you say is appropriate for this book to begin reading it?
Right. The focus age, I would say, is 8 to 12, which is like a middle grade reader. But parents are loving it. I have a lot of adult reading groups that are enjoying it. I think that's because, even though when I write for children or younger readers, I like to give them a challenging reading experience. So I don't dumb down for youngsters or anything like that. So because of that, I have like a wide spectrum of readers. Of course, the main age group, 8 to 12. But as I said, I have a lot of adult readers, and I get invited to a lot of adult book clubs and conferences that are just solely adult audiences. So I like to invite everyone. I tell people it's 8 years through adult.
Okay.
And everyone can get something from it at their particular level of understanding.
Wonderful. If you're just tuning in, on the phone lines I have author Jean Elster, and she's coming to the Muskegon Heights Library to discuss her new book, among other things, called The Color Car, this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Muskegon Heights Library. Now, will your books be available for purchase this weekend?
Yes. Yes, they will be, and I'll be autographing them at the end of the presentation. And I'm not sure of my geography, but I will be at the Bookman. It's an independent bookstore in Grand Haven, Michigan, Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Now, I'm assuming that's kind of near Muskegon Heights?
Yes, very close. Yes.
Oh, good, good. I don't have a map in front of me, but I'll be there from about 10 to 11. So if anyone wants to come and purchase a book then, I can even have probably a little more time to chat, I'll be there at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. And, of course, there'll be some copies they can purchase after the event at Muskegon Heights Library later on after the 1 o'clock presentation.
Okay. If someone's listening and they want to purchase a book today, or even if they want to purchase it after your visit to the city, where can they go?
Well, of course, you can go to your local bookstore. And you can also go online if they want to go to my website. There are links where they can purchase the book. My website is www.jeanalishaelster.com. And I'll spell that out, JeanAlishaElS, as in Sam, TER.com. And they can purchase it there. There's also a website called thecoloredcar.com.
Okay.
And that's connected with my publisher, Wayne State University Press. And it's thecoloredcar1word.com, and there are also links to purchase it there.
Okay.
So, and also invite them if they want to just connect with me. They can go to Facebook. I have an author page. It's called Jean Alicia Elster Books. And if they just plug that in at Facebook, they can keep up with what I'm doing, and I always post photographs, and it's the closest thing I'll get to a blog. I tell people that. So I put little notes and comments and whatnot. So I love to connect with people that way as well.
Wonderful. Well, that's great information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have any other upcoming ventures? You have the new book that we're focusing on, The Color Car, but any new books in the work or any other ventures?
That's a great question. Authors are always working on the next project. And so after every presentation, I get asked, well, when is the next one coming out or whatnot? And I am working on another book, again, based upon my family history. I'm still working on it with my editor, and so not sure when that would come out, but I would hope in the next couple of years that we'll be talking again on the radio about the next one. So working on that. am doing a lot of visits. As I said, I'll be at the Bookman Saturday morning, at the Muskegon Heights Library at 1. And then if anyone's in the Lansing area that night, it's open to the public. It's called Night for Notables. That starts at 5 p.m. So if anyone wants to come to the Michigan Notable Book Awards ceremony, and they'll be able to meet the authors of the other notable books from 2014, it'll really be a nice time. I have a guest speaker, so I encourage them to come out if you're in the Lansing area.
Okay. So a very busy day planned for this Saturday.
My goodness, I have to take extra vitamins or something. It's going to be quite a day.
Yes, it sounds that way. But in the meantime, we want to encourage the listeners to come out this Saturday, 1 o'clock, to the Muskegon Heights Branch Library. That's 2808 Sanford Street in Muskegon Heights, 1 o'clock, to hear Jean Elster speak about her new book, The Colored Car, like I said, amongst other things. Before we go, what advice would you give to aspiring writers, authors?
You know, I tell whether I'm speaking at a school or at an adult book club, I encourage people to read and to read quality works, because my philosophy is that if you're a good reader, you will of necessity be a good writer, because you're really internalizing all of those things. And I really encourage people to read all of the genres, and not just current authors, but from the last, I would say, even 100 years, just to kind of internalize the history of our language, history of our literature here in America and around the world. So just read as much as you can, read as much quality literature as you can, and of course you have to start writing. Nothing will get written if it's just in your head. So you've just got to sit in front of your computer or sit in front of your notepad and just start putting pen to paper, or start typing out at your keyboard and get those words down. So that's my advice that I like to give.
Oh, great advice. Well, we definitely want to thank the Muskegon Area District Library for bringing you back to the city for such a wonderful event, educational, fun event that they have planned for this weekend at the Muskegon Heights Branch Library. Is there anything else that you would like to get out to the listeners today?
Well, I want to make sure they know this is a free event at the Muskegon Heights Library, so they can bring the whole family and just have a nice day. And at the last event, there was standing room only, so I'd love to see the community come out in the same way this time. And we'll, the Friends of the Muskegon Heights Library are hosting this, and they always do a marvelous job. So I just want to see the whole community, and it'll be time well spent.
Yes, indeed. Well, we want to thank you once again for speaking with us today, and we will see you on Saturday.
I look forward to seeing you there, Rosie.
Thank you. You take care. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.